Hi, I'm Vicki Griffin, and welcome to Living Free. I'm so glad you've joined us. The question we're asking in this episode, are you managing stress, media, and entertainment, or is it managing you? Let's begin with a personal testimony that I know is going to compel you to think more deeply about this topic.
Satan wants to use whatever injury we have in our lives to tear us down. And he builds a team that's going to work on Don right from the beginning and destroy him. And that's what he was doing. And as I went inside in my early teens, he introduced me to sexual addiction. What that led to was pornography, but it also led to masturbation and sexual addiction. And my whole purpose in school was to look at the girls and to spend time doing that. And this was all building a default in my life that when I would get married, I wouldn't know how to handle that relationship. And so I got married when I was 21 and started out with my first wife, had three children, and I still had this addiction buried deep in my life, which, as you know, if you have this challenge in your life, you don't tell anybody. It's a secret. And so you start building this secret life of lies, and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And it becomes more and more about you and selfish. And I was very selfish and focused on what I needed. Needless to say, my first marriage ended at 12 years. And my children ripped out of my life. They were the love of my life at that point. And that should have been the big wake-up call. But the reason it wasn't, I didn't care about God. I only cared about me. And so all I did was went in deeper into my addiction and focused on me and how do I fulfill the needs in my life in this addiction, which caused even deeper problems. But you know the awesome thing? God didn't give up on me. Satan is trying to destroy me, but God wasn't giving up on me. And God brought a woman into my life. No doubt he brought her. And we started dating and we got married. And I still know I'm struggling with this deep sin in my life that is destroying me, and yet I loved her so much. And as our marriage continued, we had one child, so I have four children now. And as we continued, this addiction kept getting more and more deeper and taking and having to hide it deeper and deeper because it's becoming more complex, and many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a double life. It's so difficult to deal with. At 14 years of marriage, we were having some problems. And someone counseled my wife and said, he is addicted to pornography. And my wife came home and confronted me. And I admitted it. I pled for her to help me. And she said no, she was done. And said we were divorcing. She was the love of my life, and she might as well stuck a knife in my heart. And that night, as I walked away from the home, my head reeling, another marriage ended. I knew there was no reason to continue. And I walked to a bridge and stood on the edge, ready to take my life. But he wasn't done. And a still small voice inside me said, Don, I love you. And I'll take you through this. It doesn't stop here. Trust me, take my hand. I will walk you through this. I said, no, God, I'm worthless. Look at my life. Since I was little, this secret is destroying me. I can't go on without her. She is the love of my life. He said, you and I can walk through this together. That was the turning point in my life. I went home in my own space. I actually moved out. We separated, and I spent that summer on my own, pleading with God to change me, hoping there was some way that our marriage could be healed. And you know, prayer is a powerful thing. We had so many friends and families praying for us. Near the end of the summer, as I stopped by home to drop my son off, my wife asked me, do you want to go for a walk? And I'm like, yes, I would love to. And as we walked, I started sharing with her what God had revealed to me, and I started asking her to forgive me. I said, no matter what, when our walk was almost done, I said, no matter what, I see you walking away from Jesus. And even if we never get back together, don't lose your walk with Jesus. And I pled with her, and then I left. That night, she got on her knees, and she asked God to take away the hatred in her heart for me and to make her heart soft for me again. In 24 hours, she showed up at my work with a pretty dress on and told me she wanted to change this course in our lives. So we begin that walk together of healing. And if you're caught up in this, friends, you don't just turn the corner and it's all done. It is a process in your life. It became a process for years and years in my life. It doesn't heal overnight. But you have to start walking with the Master. And He is the Master Healer. He is the one that has the power to remove that out of your life. My wife and I do a ministry together. It's called Uncompromised. And we give hope to people. And we just want you to know that there is hope. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. Jesus is the answer. He's the hope. So thank you.
When we return, we'll talk about the topic for today, stress and the entertainment trap. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you for watching Hope Channel's production of Living Free. We invite you to purchase a copy of Vicki's book, Living Free, Finding Freedom from Habits That Hurt. This colorful, information-packed volume contains practical tools for building mental, physical, and spiritual strength while overcoming bad habits for good. Enjoy recipes and personal stories in an easy-to-read format. For more information as well as free resources, visit lifestylematters.com or call the number on your screen.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about stress and the entertainment trap. Gandhi stated, there's more to life than increasing its speed. Our lives can be so busy, but oh, so barren. Many of us have come down with a serious epidemic of hurry sickness and information overload. We're suffering physically, emotionally, and spiritually as a result. We can be so busy but bored, entertained but drained, and our lives can become barren when it comes to true contentment and fruitful living. Let's take a time out and reflect on how to identify and experience some of life's most important priorities. Here's a good question. Does your whole life feel like an emergency? Our bodies respond to the panic signals when we're anxious, overloaded, and overexposed to media, news, and entertainment. An uncomfortable mix of tension and fatigue are often the result. Author and Christian psychiatrist Richard Winter states it this way: when stimulation comes at us from every side, we reach a point where we can't respond with much depth to anything. Bombarded with so much that demands our attention, we tend to shut down our attention to everything. What is your experience right now? Can you relate? I think most of us can. In fact, media is everywhere. Television, internet, computers, smartphones, and video games, they vie for our attention. Now we carry the whole world in our pockets with our smartphones. I've actually asked myself about the weather and checked it on my phone when I'm standing near a window. We have access to news, shopping, gaming, email, texting, movies, and alerts of all kinds with the touch of a finger. Check the weather. If it's not bad in your area, it's terrible somewhere, and you're going to find out about it. Our world has gone digital at home, work, school, and everywhere in between. Media can educate, cultivate connections, and provide enjoyment when used wisely. 24/7 instant access to activity and information has great power for good, but it can take over your life, squeeze out other important priorities, change your brain, and become an addiction. What are the brain effects of the constant bombardment of news, advertising, and fast-paced info bites? Educational psychologist Jane Healy observes, scientists are acutely aware that large doses of any type of experience have a powerful shaping effect on the brain. One of these effects includes artificially manipulating the brain into paying attention using high-tech visuals and rapid motion and sound. Chronic exposure to this forced attention seems to reduce the ability to think through and stick to problem solving. In other words, shortened attention span. According to author and former television executive news reporter Robert McNeil, so much of news and media is what has aptly been described as machine gunning with scraps. I think the technique fights coherence. There's a new term, doom scrolling. McNeil continues, the goal is to keep everything brief, to provide constant stimulation through variety, novelty, action, and movement. You are required to pay attention to no concept, no situation, no scene, no character, and no problem for more than a few seconds at a time. So these excessive media techniques cause poor social and coping skills, impaired attention, mood, and motivation, so it's harder to pick up a book and concentrate, increased depression, anxiety, and addiction. Furthermore, obesity and general poor health. Social and coping skills require time, focus, and practice. Social media does not develop these skills and may diminish them. According to a Microsoft Insights Attention Span report published in 2015, excessive media increases short bursts of attention, but staying focused on non-media tasks is more difficult. One of the consequences is, ironically, increased boredom. Video games often use a mix of novelty, speed, and reward that lure players to spend hours achieving artificial goals. Users get swallowed in a timeless, anonymous, boundaryless world of artificial rewards. According to neuroscientist Antonio Damasio, the danger of high-speed, constant barragement of images is that you're not even given time to let them sink in. No matter how terrifying the images are, they're shown so briefly that we have no time to sense emotionally the horror of a particular event. According to Dr. Damasio, the intellect absorbs the information very rapidly, but the emotions do not tag it with meaning. So a viewer might know an act is wrong, but is emotionally rudderless with regards to its magnitude. There's no feeling attached to it. And realism is the holy grail of today's media industry. According to Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, former law enforcement trainer who specialized in the psychology of killing, every day children and adults of all ages watch vivid pictures of human suffering and death for fun and come to associate horror with their favorite soft drink and candy. This is called classical conditioning, and once the brain solidifies the link between violence and pleasure, it's difficult to separate it. According to Dr. Grossman, endorphins remember. Dr. Richard Winter says it this way: for the addict, there is a progression. All are common escape routes from boredom and difficulty in life. The pain is then felt most acutely as self-loathing and shame. Leading authority on addictions, Dr. Nicholas Cardara states it this way: as one of the country's foremost addiction experts, I know addiction when I see it. And I'm seeing it in epidemic proportions in the obsessive video gaming, compulsive texting, and hypnotized states of the kids that I treat. Oh yes, we appreciate the ability of technology to keep us up to date on what's happening in our world, but are we consuming media, or is media consuming us? Excessive use contributes to depression, addiction, pornography, and mood disorders. Recent brain imaging studies conclusively show that excessive screen exposure can neurologically damage a young person's developing brain in the same way that cocaine addiction can. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that parents develop a balanced, personalized family media plan and follow it together. Well, where can you get more information? That's right, check it out online. It's important to remember that these brain and mood-altering effects are seen in adults as well as teens. Dr. Cardara states, an ever-increasing amount of clinical research correlates screen tech with psychiatric disorders like ADHD, addiction, anxiety, depression, increased aggression, and even psychosis. It's time to ask ourselves some questions. How many times a day am I checking news headlines? You know, that doom scrolling? Facebook, Instagram, tweets, texts. How many hours am I spending in front of the TV or computer channel surfing to decrease stress or control sad feelings? How many hours a day am I spending playing games or surfing the internet with no aim in view? And finally, how long can I pay attention to a task, such as reading a book, writing a paper, or doing a chore without being distracted by media? Importantly, it's easy to forget that whatever time we spend with TV, games, and social media is time not spent doing something else that may be more beneficial. Choose God's plan. This is an amazing promise. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Christ has the power to make your life fruitful, abundant, peaceful, meaningful, happy, and purposeful. Wisdom is making a decision today that will make you stronger, happier, and wiser tomorrow. We must learn to say no to inclinations and impulses that pull us away from what is right. And behind that no, declare a stronger yes to each decision you make for life, health, and well-being. With practice, prayer, and repetition, good decisions will become new inclinations. Set boundaries around your media use, how often, what kind, and when you use media. Monitor yourself daily. Get a buddy system going for accountability. Media brain lock can be broken. The pleasures of real life can overtake media-dominated overstimulation. So with prayer, watchfulness, intentionality, and dependence on God, a balanced, healthy use of media is possible. Mentally refreshing diversions like hobbies, social time, reading, and recreation are like mini vacations for your brain and your body. Exercise restores faulty brain circuits, and according to author and psychiatrist Dr. John Rady, exercise actually controls the emotional and physical feelings of stress, and it also works at the cellular level. It transforms the brain. Exercise also includes sleep quality. Rested people wake up with lower circulating stress hormones and more stable daytime blood sugar control. The pace, the noise, the expectations, and the interruptions of modern life have not soothed our spirits, satisfied our deeper needs, or ministered to our physical need for rest. Make rest a priority in your life. God wants you to trust Him to guide you safely through life's busy challenges. He created you, and He's given you principles to help you live an abundant life. He created you to enjoy life, experience joy, pleasure, learning, and relationships, developing every faculty to the most. You have a choice to make, true freedom and joy. God wants to engage your mind, increase your capacities, cleanse you from sin, and teach you how to fully participate in life. This is never accomplished via satellite, but by engaging in active learning and relationships. The path of growth and freedom that God offers fills the empty longings for meaning and purpose, for media and games that can never satisfy. The Word of God is the path that changes our focus. I love this prayer. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Time in God's Word teaches us to love what He loves and turn away from empty living. We move from time with worthless things to time that gives us life and joy. And in the process, our thoughts and emotions, even the architecture of the brain, is changed. We receive power to make positive choices that guard against moral, physical, and spiritual corruption. You can decide now to unplug from excessive media and plug into the life-changing power of God. After the break, we're going to complete the testimony of Don Sauvel, who's going to join us live and give us an update, so stay tuned.
You're watching just one of 13 compelling Hope Channel episodes of Living Free. As your heart is touched with the practical teachings in this series, you may want to start your own Living Free support group. Free discussion guides correspond to each episode, along with other helpful handouts. Just visit lifestylematters.com and click on Free Resources, or call the number on your screen to learn about better habits for a better life.
Welcome back to our program. Earlier, we heard the amazing testimony, the heartfelt testimony of Don Sauvel. Now, we get to check in with him live and see how he's doing. Hi, Don.
Hi, Vicki.
I am just so thankful that you could join us. I remember listening to your testimony for the first time, and the tears were streaming down my face because I know that so many suffer, men and women, with the insidious draw to pornography, and so many are just trapped in it and they stumble into it. But now you have a new life, and now you are carving a new path. Tell us what's keeping you strong today.
Well, what keeps me strong today is my Lord and Savior, for sure. And I'd like to just start with one verse or two verses here out of Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17. It says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Abiding in the Spirit is the victory. They they don't go along, the spirit does not go along with lust, which is what I came out of.
Yeah, and the thing is, Don, to put some working gear on what you just said, you have had to learn how to be vigilant, because everything in our society is saturated with a draw to those prurient interests. So tell us how you put working clothes on what you just said. What do you do through the day, navigating through the mall? How do you keep the joy of that purity in your heart?
Yeah, it's a challenge in today's world, for sure. And Satan is turning up the heat, as we can tell, around us, because this is a huge factor for so many people in how they deal with this. It all begins first thing in the morning and spending time with the Lord and getting to know Him personally and asking Him. I ask Him every single morning to protect my eyes, to protect my mind from these things throughout the day. And as something pops up in front of me, the Holy Spirit is impressing me to turn to Him. And I've been learning that one of the verses I really like is in Isaiah. He says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And there's the whole answer, is keeping our minds stayed on Christ. And we can only do that by getting to know Him.
You know, what you're saying is so beautiful, Don, and I'm just so thankful that as you make new choices, the brain is resculpted, true intimacy is restored, and I know that you've experienced that joy and are experiencing that joy in your life. And I'm just so thankful that you've been able to be with us today and share this amazing story. And I know you have a ministry working with others who are challenged, especially with pornography. So thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for the joy that characterizes your life right now. Thank you, viewers, for staying with us today and spending time with us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much that you have promised to cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit so that we can actually grow in holiness in the fear of God. Thank you for Don's story, and that it can be the story of anyone who is watching and listening to this program. Please come into our hearts. Make us pure and free, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.